And what's your final paper?
So my final paper is about finding the human GPS system. And a group of scientists at Princeton University have been trying to work towards understanding exactly how the brain decodes where we think we are in our environment. So David Tank and his team have been focusing on the medial entorhinal cortex, which is an area of the brain within the hippocampal formation that has previously been shown to be associated with the way in which we map our physical space. And within this area, we find these neurons called grid cells that fire electrical signals at particular places within the space that you're in. The most remarkable feature of these cells is that they form a pattern of activation that looks like a hexagonal spaces on a Chinese checkers board. So a single grid cell will fire when you occupy a specific hexagon within a room, for example. So there have been two competing theories about how these grid cells can electrically encode the physical landscape that you're in. And the first one was called the oscillatory interference model. And this proposed that individual grid cells produce these oscillations in their electrical activity, and that informs you of where you are. And there's a competing theory, the attractor model, that suggests that ramping electrical patterns of grid cells, which communicate with each other, are responsible for the positional information.
So how did they try and test which of these theories was actually the correct one then?
By taking electrical recordings of mice navigating a virtual reality environment. So what they did was they popped these mice onto a treadmill and presented them with a kind of virtual reality 3D environment and got them to navigate through, all the while recording these responses from their brains. And although they found that both the oscillations and the ramps were present in these cells, the ramping electrical activity, which is consistent with the second hypothesis, was much more reliable in predicting positional information. So this really gives strong support to the attractor model.
Okay, so why is this important?
Well, the findings are so important because they give us some insight into understanding exactly how the complex patterns of electrical activity in the brain actually coordinate and give us reliable and accurate information about the ways in which we can interact with the world.
And all this done with little mice on treadmills in 3D virtual reality.
Yeah, you can actually go onto YouTube and there are videos of these mice doing these little virtual interactive tasks. So it's really interesting to see.
Exciting news. That was David Weston from Cambridge University. And if you want to find out more about any of those stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience.